Module 5, Doing the Right Thing. A. Reading. Listening and Speaking. Page 79. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Dr. Patricia Fitzgerald witnesses the results of an amazing new scheme that brought prisoners and animals new hope.
August 9th, 2014 was one of the most memorable days of my life. On that day, I entered a maximum security prison in Lancaster, California, to witness an extraordinary event, connecting the lives of some of its inmates with a pack of rescued shelter dogs. Just a few months ago, five lucky dogs, Shelby, Oreo, Rendell, Chewy, and Eddie, beat the odds and were pulled from a shelter in Los Angeles and entered this prison for a chance at a better life. This remarkable situation came about as a result of Paws for Life, a program started by the charity Karma Rescue that matches rescued dogs with inmates who train them to boost their odds of adoption. What's even more unusual about it is that it's the first program in California to take place at a high-security prison with inmates serving life sentences. The group has saved the lives of over 2,000 dogs since their inception in 2003, placing them in loving, forever homes. Education and outreach has always been part of their mission statement. So, when officials from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation approached Karma with this unique opportunity, it seemed like a perfect match. Through the scheme, inmates eligible for Paws for Life applied for the limited slots by participating in interviews and writing essays, often laden with extraordinary reflections on their lives. Some of the excerpts are remarkable, as is the frankness of the writers. For instance, Jack explained that,
"It's a pleasure to simply observe dogs and to be observed by them. Caring for them is an opportunity and a privilege to openly display caring and compassion, and at times let my inner child out when playing with the dogs, being mindful of the overall goal of training for adoption. I know that the best of me that I give will be the ensured success of the dog. It feels good to nurture and care. I have no inhibitions about availing myself to any aspect of caring for the dogs. If I've learned nothing else in my life, it's tolerance, patience, and caring for myself and others."
In another essay, Christopher tells us that,
"I know some people in society may think that we as prisoners don't have anything good left in ourselves, or have redeeming qualities, or should be allowed any goodness in our lives. However, contrary to that thinking, I know in my heart this to be the opposite."
After these were reviewed, 14 inmates were then selected to train 5 shelter dogs, who stayed at the prison this summer for a 12-week program. From the very beginning, the program struck a chord with everyone involved. Karma Rescue's founder, Randy Levine, was amazed at the impact.
"Men who had not seen an animal in decades were openly emotional at the sight of the beautiful creatures before them. Just petting our dogs brought many to happy tears. It was a moment I will never, ever forget."
During the program, professional dog trainer Mark Tipton would drive out to the prison several times a week to instruct the inmates on how to train their assigned dogs for Canine Good Citizen certification, a designation that increases the chance that a dog will be successfully adopted. The culmination of all this hard work was the graduation of the first class of Paws for Life, which I had the pleasure to attend on August the 9th. What made this ceremony so powerful was the pervasive sense that it changed all the participants so profoundly. Everybody involved, the volunteers, the prison warden and staff, the inmates, the dogs, and everyone in their vicinity was transformed by it. Four of the dogs in the program had already been adopted into loving homes, and the inmates had gained experience and skills that renewed their own lives as much as their training renewed the dogs' lives during those 12 weeks. Although the program was limited to 14 inmates, it was clear there has been a ripple effect through the prison.
The calming effect of the staff, the interaction between the staff and inmates, is amazing. Before it was yes sir, no sir. Now it's more cordial. It's two human beings having a conversation. The hearts are totally open,
explained the warden of the prison, John Soto. Captain Crystal Wood also noticed a huge change in the inmates in a relatively short time after the dogs entered the prison.
A lot of times in this setting, it's so depressing and you don't show emotion. And when you have a creature that gives you unconditional love and licks you and doesn't care, you see men who have been in prison for 20 and 30 years break down and cry just for the compassion and the humanity. It's just generally made the yard a calmer place.
Every inmate that I spoke with expressed how deeply this program had touched their hearts and shared sincere gratitude for the support of Warden Soto and Captain Wood, often referring to them as awesome and amazing. Although there were certainly bittersweet moments as the inmates prepared to say goodbye to the dogs they had loved and cared for, they were overjoyed that they could positively contribute to society and even meet the people whose lives were now going to be enriched by their new canine companion. Indeed, at the end of the ceremony, the inmates spent quite a bit of time with the families, giving them pointers. Observing the inmates bond with the families and beam with pride over the dogs was an incredibly moving experience. Witnessing this event had an enormous impact on me, and I am deeply grateful for the opportunity. A couple of weeks have passed and my mind still lingers on the occasion. I am thrilled programs like this exist to allow people and dogs to have a second chance at life.